final hour of this syndicated radio transmission, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are now 5 days into the release of Fall of the Republic. It is the biggest success we've ever had, gauging by the first 4 or 5 days. I want to thank everybody out there for making it such a success. We're continuing with your phone calls, but I want to get into the latest on the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. They want to tax dogs. They're saying dogs have as big a carbon footprint because they eat meat as your car. They're going to tax everything. You think the blood-sucking bureaucrats are bad now? They're just getting warmed up. Right now, Fred in Maine, you're on the air worldwide. Good to talk to you.
Alex.
Welcome.
Alex?
Yes.
Bravo, man. The Fall of the Republic is absolutely excellent. Everybody needs to see this thing. And I'd like to make a simple suggestion to everyone handing out DVD copies to improve exposure to more people. I'm making a lot of these things, man. What I'm doing is I include a piece of paper along with each DVD, and I say, do your part to save America from tyranny, and then I say, print your name and pass this DVD to a friend or loved one as soon as possible. I leave about 20 lines, and I'm the first name, and I hand them out that way.
And the power, I agree, if you tell people, make copies yourself, then it's exponential. One DVD can turn into a million. It's unbelievable what we can do to the bankers. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And now I think that's going to happen, Alex. The only other thing I want to say is I really love your rants, man. They're articulate, profound, very amusing, and they cut right to the truth.
Well, thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. God bless you.
How many have you handed out so far?
I just got the one that I ordered along with the FEMA camp one. I'm going to be handing out over 100.
Awesome. God bless you, sir. Wonderful job. Man, that's good to hear. And the word is that the people are knee-deep in Fall of the Republic. We started shipping these out Monday. The official release date was Wednesday at PrisonPlanet.tv. Highest quality anywhere. You can see it on the web. But we normally start mailing the DVDs out on the release date. I said, no, let's mail them out a little bit early. So some people had them by Tuesday, a lot of folks by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We are now up to around October 20th. We're still a little bit behind. So everybody that pre-ordered, most of those people, it's been shipped out to. The next few days, they're going to get caught up to the release date, and then we should be fully caught up. We hire some seasonal help a few times a year when we release a film, but we're really trying to get the highest quality original DVD out to everybody. That's the way to get it, because the copies you make from this are going to look the best, and it gives us a little bit of financial support. Infowars.com to order this or call 888-253-3139. But a lot of people are downloading the DivX version that's super high quality, not as good as the DVD, but close, and burning that to disc, and I want to thank you. Keep it up. Let's talk to Brian in Mass. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I have a proposal for you for Massachusetts residents. I've been in contact with some of the bigwigs on YouTube as far as the Patriot movement goes. I threw this idea out at a few people, and I wanted to get a hold of you, and I figured what better way than to do it live.
Sure.
In regards to your campaign you ran with the Obama poster contest.
Yes.
I was thinking of running a campaign in Massachusetts for all Massachusetts residents with private property, business owners, what have you, to post on their property a sign that somewhat parodies a campaign sign when, you know, the politician schmucks want to, you know, during election season, you know, asked to put that on your property, you know, to campaign for them. Something that would resemble that in defiance to the bill that they're putting through the S-2028.
Yes.
Actually, it is. Yes, it's S-2028. In defiance to this tyranny. That they will not enter our homes without a warrant. You know, this is bogus. And
stay there. We got a break. For those that don't know, they passed a bill in Massachusetts saying we can come in your house without warrants, forcibly inject you, and if you don't, we're going to take you to prison and fine you. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going back to your phone calls here in just a moment. I was just watching CNN during the break, and there was John Kerry up there at the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. A decade ago, we talked about the CFR. And Limbaugh and everybody would say it didn't exist. We were lying kooks and they didn't want world government. Even though every one of their bi-monthly publications titled Foreign Affairs calls for world government, a new world order, and defines it. And world government is in the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. See, a decade ago, 20 years ago, if people would have listened to all the patriots warning about global government, we wouldn't have been robbed by the banks. We wouldn't have had NAFTA and GATT and been deindustrialized. We wouldn't have had all this corruption, the open borders, the bankrupt southern and western states. But instead now, we are deindustrialized, we are bankrupt, and the very group that engaged in all of this corruption and takeover, they are now wanting even more power. And the very Al Gore, who sold NAFTA and GATT in the Larry King debates with Ross Perot, that we document in Fall of the Republic, he is the individual now ramming through the greenhouse gas emission treaty that totally takes over our lives. I'm going to cover that after we take some more calls. But before we go back to Brian and Mass, where they're trying forced inoculations and passing quarantine laws and mass arrest laws to match up with the federal laws and the UN edicts under level six. Before we do that, I do want to encourage listeners. You have got 19 days to complete 20 minutes with the president. Sunday, November 15th is the deadline to have them in at contest@infowars.com. This is $14,000, and we've gotten a lot of great entries, and we're getting new ones all the time. You can go to 20minuteswiththepresident.com, just 20 with thepresident.com, or there's a banner up on Infowars.com to get you there. And you can watch some of the entries. Rob Dew's handling the contest, and he's in Detroit, Canada, and in D.C. shooting for Fall of the Republic 2 with Aaron. But when he gets back, we're going to add a whole bunch more. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo are going to be writing articles about it. Everybody wins that enters the contest. You can take the 20 minutes with the president script, the 20 bullet points are the most important. You can do the whole thing and reenact it. You can do part of it. You can improvise. You can change it. Whatever is the best, you will win $14,000 first place, $1,000 second place, $500 third place. And later in that week, on that Thursday or Friday, we've got to have time to watch all the entries. But by November 20th, we will do a live radio show with Charlie Sheen and have the winner on with us, and you will win the money. I'm paying for the second and third place. Charlie's paying for the first place. $14,000, and everybody wins who enters because they learn about 9/11 and false flag terror. They learn about six of the 10 9/11 commission members. Six of the 10 9/11 commission members who've come out and said it was a cover-up, a fraud, a lie, a scam. Get involved in this. This is a historical contest, and I know there are great filmmakers and documentary filmmakers or laymen out there. It can be two women. It can be two men. It can be a man and a woman. It can be a black guy and a white guy playing the part of Charlie Sheen and the president. Or it can be improvised another way. It can be long. It can be short. It can be one part. It can be two parts. It can be three parts. Whoever does the best job will win the $14,000. But regardless, when you enter, we're going to post the videos. The smallest videos will get tens of thousands of views, and they are. The big video, the winners will probably get hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and they'll float around on the internet forever. This is such an exciting contest. 20minuteswiththepresident.com. Get involved today. You can go find the script, the information, everything at 20minuteswiththepresident.com. You can do video clip entries with a voiceover, however you want. Whatever Charlie thinks is the most moving, he's watching them all and he likes them. He's really impressed. You will win the $14,000 and be on air with Charlie Sheen with us. So, 20minuteswiththepresident.com. Okay, let's go quickly now. Brian, for those that don't know, tell them what's happening in Massachusetts.
Well, they passed a bill, and from what I understand, it's just awaiting the governor, Patrick Duvall, to sign it into law. And it basically, the verbiage, if you read the bill, it's just insanity. What they say they want to do, empty our homes all over some bogus swine flu. I clearly...
But the way it's written, it could be for other emergencies in the future.
Absolutely. And under it, it just like they gave immunity to all the pharmaceutical companies with the swine flu, it gives anybody involved, any law enforcement, any medical entities, anything, total immunity, no matter what they do or any actions they take against the citizens. You talk to, you know, I can go out on the streets right now and talk to people. They have no idea this is going on. Ironically, Massachusetts, the birthplace of liberty, is becoming the birthplace of tyranny. You know, and this is just an experiment because, you know, even an article I read this, you know, other states are in the process of implementing the same proposals. You know what I mean? So I'm just hoping that, you know, with your help or something, we could do some kind of campaign like that, which I think, you know, if we peppered the properties of, you know, most of the anyone who wake up in Massachusetts, you know, put this up. I mean, there's no way.
Absolutely.
Mainstream media can ignore this anymore.
Sir, I appreciate your call. Look, that contest with the Obama Joker poster image that our listeners put up in hundreds of communities around the country and the world, making news in Japan, Germany, England, the United States, South America, that was big because listeners took action. And I can only do so many contests, so many events, so many ideas. We talk about Massachusetts. We talk about the forced inoculations. I spent the first and second hour on the flu and Obama's civil emergency. And yes, but people in that state need to stand up. They do plan to forcibly inject. They do plan to quarantine. That's in the national executive order and the UN rules. All we can do is cover what's happening. Everything else is up to the people. I am powerless without the people. I am absolutely powerless. I mean, I look at the news in front of me, and I want to get into this climate. Taxes on dogs, taxes on your cars, taxes on everything. Mobile phones confirmed to be causing brain cancer. Mainstream news. Again, taxes on everything with the carbon taxes. The Copenhagen Treaty coming up. I've got it all here. We're going to go over it. That's in my next stack. We're being hit from all sides. It's like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts wrote an article today, "Are you ready for the next emergency?" And he says, "I can't even chronicle how fast the corruption and pure tyranny is." One of these forms of takeover that are happening is enough for us to completely abolish the government and start it over again according to the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's just total takeover, total looting, total robbing, and we ain't seen nothing yet, as they say. Ron in Vermont. Ron, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you rebroadcasting your broadcast 24/7 because sometimes I miss things and, you know, I just need to hear them again, and it's almost like a deconditioning, you know, from all the years I've been watching, you know, regular television. And I need that. And
we all need it. Listen, we all need it. I catch myself being propagandized. I catch myself all the time. I understand more. I see how they operate. I mean, it is a fight to even be awake under this mind control.
You know, I just wanted to tell you how I stumbled upon Alex Jones. You know, if somebody told me to tune into PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars, I would have said, boy, that's kind of off the wall. But, you know, I had a chemical exposure to HF, buffered HF, which is hydrofluoric acid. And because it was buffered, it didn't burn, so I didn't really know I had it. But what happened was... It started to just break down my body, and I've been fighting this thing, and I've been looking for answers, and I found Dr. Blaylock online. And I went to YouTube, and he was on your show. And, you know, I was getting treated, and my other doctor tried to use other halogens, because that's what fluoride is, to kind of displace it. But when I used iodine to get rid of it, it kind of made me worse, and I only found out through Blaylock that if you do that, then you can leach out too much, and you can, like, re-poison yourself. So I really appreciate you, you know, having him on, because he really knows what he's talking about.
Well, let me break that down. I mean, Dr. Blaylock is a top brain surgeon. He invented a whole bunch of different types of brain surgeries. He discovered excitotoxins that is now in thousands of medical periodicals. I mean, he is a top scientist, and he's telling you what MSG and sodium fluoride and other forms of fluoride and vaccines are doing. And we have expert after expert after expert. None of this is my opinion. But did Dr. Blaylock's information help you any?
Oh, absolutely. And your sponsors that you have, I can't thank you enough. Because, what is it, Zeolite? That has been tremendous for detox and, the hemp, the micro plant food. And now I have, Berkey filters. The thing is, you know, when you try to combat something like this, because the fluoride itself is breaking down, you know, my enamel and things like that, my teeth, and my sister's a dentist, and, you know, because of that, I'm leaching out even more mercury from my amalgam fillings.
So well, I'm glad to hear you're on the road to recovery. We're going to break and coming back with more calls and more news on this Monday edition, the 26th day of October 2009. I'm Alex Jones. The ball's in your court with Fall of the Republic, folks. Don't count on others. Get it. Make copies. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important. Certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The main reason Obama has declared a civil emergency is so they can use the swine flu as a cover to put in more threat fusion centers, more federal money to the states, further takeover of our community unconstitutional. And so they can give an untested, experimental, admittedly dangerous vaccine to the public. And if he declares an emergency, it scares everybody into going out and taking the shot. That's it. I don't think they're going to have mass quarantines and lockdowns and roundups, except for Massachusetts where they're passed the law. And they may try it there. It's one thing to pass a law. It's another thing. I could claim I was emperor of the world, or I could claim I was Buck Rogers. It'd be another thing to actually conquer the world or become Buck Rogers. Or Duck Dodgers in the 21st century, as Daffy Duck says. Another lame attempt at humor. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Talk about a lame attempt at humor. What a perfect intro for me, Alex. How you been?
Good, Tim. What's on your mind?
A few things I wanted to get off my screen here. What do you think? Are you hearing any chatter about school districts? Our local school district here in the past couple of years built 10 spanking brand new buildings with the windows that don't open or close on the inside.
Everything's a prison, a lockdown. The schools are federalization centers to tax and take over your towns. There's nothing local about them unless you totally take over your communities. The more schools we get, the dumber the kids get. And now they want the kids to go year-round and stay there after hours. And the state is taking your children. They're announcing in Illinois and California that they want to make homeschooling illegal, saying the state owns your children.
At the same time, they laid off 249 teachers while they built 10 brand-new buildings.
Well, that's why the local boss hogs always want the federalization of schools, because that's a local payoff, is those building contracts.
And a bit of advice to the people in Massachusetts, if you don't have guns, take a look at two movies real close, Braveheart and Home Alone.
Tim, good to hear from you. Robert in California, you're on the air, and then Eric, Vanessa, Mark, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Alex, how are you?
Good.
Hey, thank you for what you're doing. You were just mentioning about them saying they own the children. My son, we're here in San Diego, and he came home and had some paperwork there, and the paperwork from the teacher was saying, we own you when you're in the school.
Yes, they issue those for years, and they fine parents if the kids don't finish the homework. It's total garbage.
What I wanted to call you about, my wife caught this the other evening. We were watching one of the baseball games or whatever it was, championships, and they had a commercial on Wendy's is promoting North American beef made in North America.
Yes, all the labeling now says North American, and 2 years ago I got a letter from the Texas Department of Labor saying you now send your forms not to the feds, but to the North American Bureau. So you look, we're in the North American Union.
Exactly. You know, can I say something to the guys in Massachusetts? I think a better sign to put up would be the one that I remember as a kid when you wandered off into someone's private property that showed the guy with a barrel of a shotgun saying, warning, you come into my property, you'll get your head blown off. I think those are the signs we need to put up that we will defend our property. And Jesus said to go out and get yourself a sword and protect your family. If not, you were worse than an infidel. So we need to be as Christians and as patriots, defend our families. And this tyranny has got to stop.
It does. But look, everybody's up in arms about mass saying they can come in your house and take you away for no reason. What about knock and talk under federal grants? It's not just Illinois and Massachusetts and California, police states. I remember 6-7 years ago, Dallas Morning News, in the wealthy areas, they normally test it out on the poor people, they come to your door during the day, they admit they case the home to make sure the husband's not at home, and they say, we want to search your house for illegal guns, and they force their way in past the woman. And I mean, they're getting the police ready for when they have all these gun buybacks. They did that in England, in Australia, and New Zealand before they banned most guns. They admit what they're doing. The image of all these police behind tables with people handing their guns in, and then the image of the guns being smashed or thrown away, being demolished, being destroyed, that is to condition everybody to seeing that image. Just like, for at least a decade, they've got billboards I've seen all over the United States that say, report illegal guns. Report illegal guns. And they show a hand with a revolver. And then your neighbor thinks if they see a revolver that it's illegal. It's not illegal, but they're preying on the government and the corporate controllers use the stupidest, dumbest people as their minions. And many Americans don't know what their state capital is. They don't know the three branches of government. They don't even know who the vice president. They don't care. They don't care. They're just complete morons. And we're in a race to educate these jackasses. More of your calls. I'm going to get into the global greenhouse gas taxes and a lot more on the other side of this quick break in the final 30 minutes. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Government corruption has just been growing and growing and growing, and the establishment would deny that government corruption could even possibly exist or that conspiracy could exist. But you saw the balloon family with the fake balloon hoax. They're being charged with conspiracy. No conspiracy exists. We're going to get into the global carbon tax, the latest developments there. Also talk to some filmmakers here in just a moment. I haven't thanked any of the sponsors today here on the show, so I'm going to do that now. I believe in these sponsors. I think they have high-quality products. I use all the products I'm about to mention, and I hope you'll check out their websites. FrontSight.com, they have a great deal running right now where you can get a 30-state concealed weapons permit, a 5-day training course in handgun, rifle, and shotgun, and a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. This is the best time of year to take the courses. They fill up quickly, so check them out today at FrontSight.com. They have a free newsletter and a lot of free information as well at FrontSight.com. Find out how you can get the free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice today at FrontSight.com. Continuing with our sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com is the name in high-quality storable foods. Hate it when I got to sneeze on air. Ah, hit the cough button there. eFoodsDirect.com, ladies and gentlemen. No GMO, no hybrid seeds, high quality. They pack this stuff up every week, every month. I've asked them. Usually the food they're shipping out is about a week and a half old. Regular food you get can be 5, 10, 15 years old. Total crap that just recirculates around endlessly. No, not the folks at eFoodsDirect.com and triple enamel cans. They ship it to you quick. They have 3-day, 7-day, 1-month supplies, 1-year supplies. This is who I've chosen to get my storable foods from. E, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Give them a call today. Don't wait anymore in these crazy times. Get storable foods today, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. We got big fat links to eFoodsDirect.com up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And in closing, the super high quality, incredibly affordable, a Cola Blue line of atmospheric water generators, or to Luke Skywalker, they're moisture evaporators. They just grab water out of the air. It hadn't come out of a well or out of a sewer or out of a dirty lake. It's out of the air, then it goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. It's stored in an illuminated with antifungal, antibacterial light in a stainless steel container. Beautiful units. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, Ecolablue.com, the best in water filtration you can get anywhere. Okay, I wanted to have these guys on today. We're going to go ahead and jam calls in with them as well. We'll have them back up in the next few months. Because I was in the film, and I think it's a fair film. Our enemies can see things in it that they don't like about us. But overall, I think it shows the human side of us, and it's also well done. It's got Jack McClam in it, Luke Radowski, myself, and many others. It's a New World Order, and it hits store shelves everywhere this week. And no, I don't own the film. I'm not profiting from it being in stores, but I think people should get it. We do sell it, though, at our shopping cart. Only place you can get it from us. We do have it discounted with Fall of the Republic. If you'd like to get the two films together at Infowars.com. It aired on Independent Film Channel to the highest viewership they've ever gotten on the on-demand. And it has a fresh look at the reality that the false left-right paradigm simply can't offer. Far behind the media contrived Democrat and Republican political circus, our government-funded fake news PR packages, our powerful bankers, presidential advisors, and European leaders meeting quietly in secret to advance a global agenda for total control. It's the reality that the mainstream media refuses to cover, and it's the unreported truth that the subjects of the film New World Order will stop at nothing to expose. Film producers from C-Think, the directors Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer, join us today. Good to have you guys on. No, long time no talk.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
It's great to be back here, Alex.
Guys, tell us, I mean, last time I talked to you a few months ago when it aired on IFC, you were telling me record viewership. I talked to IFC. They said that it was just gangbusters. If that's any idea of what Ventura's TV show is going to be like on True TV, it's pretty exciting.
There's actually an update to that. It turns out it wasn't just the most successful one on IFC download, but actually in all of cablevision ever.
For documentary.
So it was a tremendous success on television. So that's great.
Well, I didn't know that. So what should that tell the establishment? It should be pretty clear to the establishment that the people want to know about the New World Order. And how stupid does the establishment look? Your film seems to have come out at the perfect time for mainstream television, because now open world government's being announced, open banking controls being announced, open global carbon taxes being pushed. Everything we talk about is unfolding publicly.
Yeah, and I think that what it demonstrates is that people are interested in not looking at cardboard cutouts or two-dimensional stereotypes. Of people, you know, that are classified as quote unquote conspiracy theorists. So, you know, our job with the film was to humanize people in the movement, get to know them, why they believe what they believe, how they got to where they were in their life, and what their lives were like. And so, you know, we feel like it's a really, you know, it's a clear message that people want to see, you know, unbiased takes on subject matter.
Your phone's breaking up a bit, but absolutely. Let's get Mr. Meyer to comment. Of course, I could all just call you Davis, Davis, and Davis. I kept calling you Paul Davis. Let's go to Davis number two, Luke Meyer. Luke, your take on all this.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. It's sort of been clear for a little while now, but just also with those numbers, it's pretty clear that these are issues that people have a hunger to find out more information about. And that there's a general rising interest in counter-mainstream media information sources.
Well, are you glad you made a film about the New World Order?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it was an incredible experience, and we got to go all over the world, and I think Luke and I both learned a lot, and we got to know a lot of people that, you know, we consider to be our friends now. It was a wild ride, you know, like Chantilly, Virginia, and Turkey, and getting followed by cops and undercover agents and all that stuff was definitely things that I had never done before, and were really an eye-opening experience.
Andrew, we've got Luke Meyer on with us. We're going to reconnect to you. You've got a bad landline. We're going to call you right back, Andrew. Luke, where do you go from here? Where does the film New World Order go from here?
Well, as you said at the beginning of it, I'm sorry, did you lose Andrew on that? Because we're actually on the same line.
Okay, well, he's on a cordless or something. You're on a hard line, he's on a cordless?
Okay. Yeah, he's going to switch phones.
I'm guessing he's on a cordless. It's just the point is, or get close to the jack there.
Okay.
While we play telephone, we've got a little string up to New York. You guys in New York right now?
We're in New York, yeah. But where's the film at? The film, like you said, the film just came out on DVD, and as we said before, you know, it had those record-breaking on video on demand numbers earlier, but I don't think they do the video on demand anymore. It periodically still does play on the Independent Film Channel, but it's only periodically that it runs on their cycle. So now the best way to see it is on DVD, and we're just trying to get that in front of as many people as possible.
Absolutely. We have it comboed up right now at Infowars.com with Fall of the Republic. But expanding from there, sometimes IFC films, like Waking Life was a film produced by Tommy Pilato and Rick Linkletter with IFC. That went on to Showtime and HBO and other places. Is there any chance it's going to end up also being on HBO or other channels?
I don't think so. I think as far as television, it's going to just play on the Independent Film Channel. We're looking into trying to get it shown in various places in other countries, but there's been nothing fully settled with that yet.
What's exciting is that it was number one on both fronts, on demand and did they tell you the actual ratings, or did they tell you by how much it beat any other documentary? Or because this is pretty exciting.
I didn't get specific numbers. We just got an email saying this was the most ever.
But if you look at who Cablevision owns, you know, you could start to do a comparison against, you know, the kind of films that it was beating out. So clearly it was getting major numbers, you know.
Have you guys taken your flu shot?
I have not taken a flu shot.
Me neither.
So does that mean...
Have you taken your flu shot, Alex?
No, I haven't. So I'm asking, I mean, did you guys wake up making this film?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a number of things about making this film that changed my life. And I think one of the primary things that I think I went in not really having a full grasp of was what rights were as a filmmaker. And actually, I have to say, hanging around with you, Alex, and Luke Rudowski really taught me a lot about what I'm allowed to do with a camera. And I think before I made this movie, I kind of had that attitude about police officers that I think to some extent the police kind of like you to have, which is whatever we say you have to do, and you don't have the right to shoot on the street and all that kind of stuff. And I felt like, you know, to some extent I sort of just cowered and did what they said.
Andrew, your phone went out again. As much as I'd like to be able to hear this, I'm not sure what's going on with it. Are you on a cordless phone?
Yeah, we're on wireless phones.
Rule number one in radio, Don't use cordless phones or cell phones. Rule number two, don't use cordless phones or cell phones.
Oh,
rule number three.
About that.
No, no, no. It's all right. I want to be able to hear what you have to say. Well, I mean, everywhere you went, including I was there with you in D.C., you can be 200 yards away from a monument in a park, and they walk over and go, turn them off. You go, show me the law. Boy! But you can go to Soviet Russia, or I guess if you get in a time machine, you could. You can go to Russia today. They don't do that. How is this liberty and freedom? But go ahead and finish up with that. Your phone started cutting out. Let's see if it's back. I mean, how many times do you have police come up and tell you to turn your camera off?
Yeah, no, what I said, which I don't know how much of it you caught, but was that just by the process of making the movie, the thing that was most valuable to me was what I learned about what my rights were as a filmmaker. And what I said was hanging out with you and Luke really taught me about what I'm entitled to as a filmmaker, and taught me, you know, that I don't have to just cower to the police and do whatever they say, and that it kind of to some extent, I grew up in a libertarian environment, I think, but it kind of reinvigorated me in terms of remembering what my rights were and, what I was entitled to. And it kind of did cue me into the fact that I think to some extent, the population, and it's something that you talk about a lot, Alex,
has been cowed, but your phone just did the same thing again.
So we should try to reconnect.
No, it's a cordless phone. I know what it's doing. It's got low batteries or something.
All right, well,
or somebody's using a blender next door. Whatever. Your phone's back now. You're saying what it really cued you in on with the public. Go ahead.
It just really cued me into the fact that, you know, basically, many, many people sort of just get conditioned to assume that the police are really the law and you should never question them. And I think that's a very dangerous kind of attitude for a population as a whole to have. And so being in, you know, shooting this film and hanging out with you and other people in the movie, I think got me kind of reinvigorated about what my rights were.
Well, Andrew, it's not that we're looking for trouble with the police, but if you're in Austin, Texas, or you're in Dallas, or you're in New York, or you're in Los Angeles, or you're in D.C., and you're in a park with a video camera and police march over and meanly tell you you can't be there, and you see them doing it to tourists, and you see them doing it to teenagers, you know this is tyranny. And I watched that happen to you guys quite a lot. You called D.C. to get a permit to videotape, and the city said rightfully there is no permit. But then you tell police that and private security guards, and they'd flip out. I know I witnessed it a half dozen times with you just in 2 hours of shooting in D.C. What?
Seeing that when you're in front of the White House and you have a conversation with the police officer there, and you're trying to tell him, look, I'm just doing my job. There's no reason why you should take any. They try to take our personal information, who we were, what we were doing, all that kind of stuff. And that's just like, you know, I think that's strange and sort of a dangerous paradigm.
And by the way, they were doing it to all the other tourists out there, not just us. But let me expand on that. In your film, and your film can be seen from two perspectives. You just show what happened. But with a camera, it only shows limited snapshots. There were Secret Service guys that we saw come out. And they had their shirts off. And they were watching us. And they were following us. And in the film, it's like, I'm crazy going, they're Secret Service. When they were Secret Service, and they were following us down the block and down another street, sitting behind a hot dog stand watching us. Some people, a whole bunch of editorials have been written. One of them in New Republic, several others, but Psychology Today says I'm schizophrenic. It says I may be schizophrenic, and that I believe there was a Bilderberg meeting, that I was in a hotel having a full-blown hallucination, and there was nothing going on there. Now, were there Capitol Police coming out? Were we being followed by guys on a bike? Was there a Bilderberg group meeting? Were there men behind trees at the Bilderberg group?
As far as the man on the bike, like, I can't confirm that, but there were a lot of people around who seemed like they were, you know, surveillance people. But, you know, certainly at the Bilderberg group, when we were there, there were police following us and, you know, at the Bilderberg Group in Turkey. And, you know, I mean, that was all stuff that was, and that's what I think.
And unmarked cars, because a bunch of articles have also said I was having full-blown hallucinations, that cars were following me. They guys, you know, with short haircuts would follow us off Bilderberg with their cars, make six, seven, eight turns with us. Was that guy following us in the green car spying on us?
Definitely.
Like, you're schizophrenic.
You know, that's what's interesting about, and I can also say, you know, we were definitely, I mean, in Istanbul, we started talking to the guys that were following us, almost literally.
No, like, don't exist. Istanbul doesn't exist. But there was a Bilderberg Group meeting, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Madeleine Albright's now on TV saying we were there and that we bullhorned her. So, but Psychology Today, do you think Psychology Today and others are going to lose credibility saying that we had a full-blown mass hallucination together?
I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I think anyone who watches that movie who looks at that and says there's no Bilderberg meeting is, like, literally, like, deluded. And
it's worse than that. They talk to us like we're dumb. It's a mind trick. Going, you didn't see that.
Yeah, and a lot of, you know, people who, you know, often, you know, sometimes the film was editorialized, you know, well, it was, you know, immoral to let these people say this without, you know, offering, you know, the other side of the thing or whatever. And, you know, what we really did not want to do was have some quote-unquote expert commenting on...
Stay there.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
I'll have to have Davis and Davis, also known as Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer, back on the show with us to take your calls the next few weeks for a full hour. Tell the filmmakers what you thought of their documentary. I think it's pretty darn good, and hope you get it. Some of the other news before I go back to them here in the final segment. Prince Andrew defends big bonuses for banks and brokerage firms. What a little crook. George Soros is saying Wall Street profits were gifts from the state. He always plays the part of the guy fighting it when he's one of the biggest people involved in it. Obama hits out at climate naysayers saying we will be defeated and that it's going to pass the Senate the next month and he's going to sign the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. And what does that do? Well, I have the news here. Oh, no, that's the article about cell phones confirmed to cause brain cancer. But that just turns out they knew in the early 90s it did that. But so what? It gets rid of the... How dogs damage the planet like a 4X4, using as much energy as a 4x4 vehicle. We need a global tax on dogs. That's the Daily Express. Folks, this is the type of news that I have in front of me. Are you going to enjoy your new carbon tax and your home inspections, Andrew Neil and Luke Meyer?
No, I won't enjoy that at all. You know, I think and it's something that you talk about a lot, Alex, and some of the footage that wasn't in the actual film, and I think there's a little bit of it in the extras, is just that, you know, like when a society gets bloated and sick, it's very difficult for them to see what their own problems are. And, you know, I think it goes back to what I was saying about what I learned about making the film is that, you know, it's like in a society that is too comfortable in certain ways, you know, a lot of people can
It's like a society that's too comfortable with a bad cordless phone. You just cut out again. That's a good place to bring in Luke Meyer. Luke, are you ever going to make any more films about the New World Order? Are you going to, I guess you've already moved on to other issues.
I can't say for sure. I mean, I feel like a lot of what we wanted, or at least a lot of what I wanted to say about, or like to look into with this film, I feel like we were able to in this film. So there's not a similar film on the coattails of this film lined up yet. I'm not currently in production on the next film. I'm sort of taking some time in between, but I couldn't tell you for sure, Al.
We really want to get into fiction stuff.
Yeah, there's not enough of that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are great filmmakers, and I was honored to be part of your production. It's the fairest thing we've seen from the mainstream media yet. We'll see what Time Warner tries to do with Ventura's TV show coming up in December and January. But I think you guys did focus a bit on the hokey. But we are a bit hokey, so we did do the things that you have in the film. And I think overall, it's a good film because it gets the detractors to plug it. And we found the film's actually been waking a lot of people up. So it was great having you guys on. It's in stores everywhere this week, New World Order. And I like the new. I mean, I know I'm on several of the movie posters, but I like the new one with the shark fin going through the water. Who came up with the idea for that?
I haven't seen that poster. Which poster are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a poster for New World Order that says New World Order, and there's water with a shark fin.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it sounds good.
It is good. I'm like, damn, why did not think of that?
I'll tell you, the next film we want to make is an Alex Jones biopic. We want to know more about Alex Jones.
So does, not bragging, but three reality TV shows, and I've said, no, no, no. But
you never know. You may have Davis, Davis, and Davis right back in your face before you know it.
All right. Hey, guys, good seeing you. Folks can get New World Order at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get Fall of the Republic while you're at it. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.